Transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the beloved and tuneful operetta Countess Maritza by Emmerich Kallman and Harry D. Smith, starring Gordon MacRae and his guest, Miss Dorothy Warren Scholes. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's story, Countess Maritza, has been delighting theatergoers for many years. In the title role, you'll hear the lovely soprano, Miss Dorothy Warren Scholes. And I play the part of Count Tosilo, dashing but impoverished nobleman with a carefree attitude toward life.
In the days gone by, like a slave was I, and a woman's smile then was all worthwhile. Was a siren song I heard all day long. At the call of them all, I would fall. If two eyes of blue would my heart betray, I'd be blue as they, for perhaps a day. Goodbye, blonde. Then I'd find a brunette I would love in her smile and forget. Now I can look at the moon without dreaming, my friend is here. His bright old face with good humor is beaming. He smiles on me. Stars seem to sympathize, laugh while they're gleaming, 'cause I'm heart free. Now in the happy and all alone, not a care I own. And if you ask me why, I don't mind telling you, forever I had said to love goodbye.
It's a beautiful morning, isn't it, Baron? What more could men ask than a mountaineer like this? A fine horse and a wonderful country to ride through.
Well, I must say, Count Tosilo, you're in rather high spirits for a man without a penny in his pocket.
Well, why not, Baron? I had a good time spending the money.
Oh, one of the finest estates in Hungary, squandered. And what do you have to show for it?
The memories of a very good time.
I don't know why I ever let you talk me into taking you out here to the estate of Countess Maritza. It can lead to nothing but trouble.
Ah, but I must work. My sister Lisa has another 3 months in her school. I thought they were paid for in advance. But when I found out that they weren't, I had no choice but to go to work. And the fact that you know the Countess Maritza, and that you also know she needs an overseer, solves my whole problem.
I don't trust you at all when it comes to women. Now, if I go through with this mad scheme of yours, do you give me your word to behave as a gentleman?
No, Baron. Not as a gentleman, But I will give you my word to behave as an overseer.
But your sister and Maritza are friends. What if Lisa finds out?
Don't tell Lisa the family fortune is gone. Tell her that I'm carrying out a masquerade because I'm secretly in love with Maritza.
If Maritza finds out who you are, we'll both be in trouble. She thinks every impoverished nobleman who pays any attention to her is out to marry her for her money. Well, here we are at her gates. We turn in here.
Say, Baron, look at the gypsy wagon.
Yes, they come every year at this time and camp on the estate.
Hola, gypsy!
Hola!
Hola, Ligany! Hola!
As always. Set up your camp. Make yourselves at home.
Countess Maritza.
Oh, Baron, forgive me. I was so happy to see the gypsies, I didn't notice you. Or your friend.
The Countess, this is Bela Torek, who has only recently left the employ of Count Tassilo, where he works as overseer.
I'm at your service, Countess Maritza.
An overseer? But he looks like...
I heard that you are in need of an overseer. And I can recommend both his diligence and his honesty.
Bela Torek, you come then with high recommendations indeed from a gentleman I greatly respect. If you want the position, it is yours.
Thank you, Countess Maritza. I do want it very much.
Oh, it is you, Torek.
Forgive me, Countess. I did not realize anyone was in the garden. I was just walking through to be sure everything was all right.
Well, I was just sitting here listening to the gypsy fiddlers. Sometimes I wonder if there's gypsy blood in my veins. I have such a longing to follow them.
There's gypsy blood in all of us, Countess. We all love the open road and the open sky. The road that curves ahead into adventure.
Yes. And the wild, lovely music of Romany.
Countess, have you ever been in love?
No, Torek, for there has never been anyone who was truly in love with me.
I find that very hard to believe. You're young, lovely. Has no man ever told you that?
Yes, but those who told me also knew that I had inherited a very large fortune.
Well, if you go through life mistrusting everything and everyone, you'll never find happiness.
This has developed into rather a personal discussion, hasn't it?
Forgive me if I presume, Countess. I'm afraid it was the spell of the gypsy fiddle. I quite forgot for the moment that you are a countess, and I but your overseer.
Beg pardon, Countess Maritza, but the Countess Lisa Enverdy has arrived.
Lisa? Here?
Torek, are you in the habit of referring to the sister of your former employer as Lisa?
I apologize, Countess. It was a slip of the tongue.
Kindly watch yourself in the future. You may go to your quarters.
My sister thinks I'm here masquerading as an overseer because I love Maritza. And Maritza doesn't know Lisa is my sister. Well, I've certainly gotten things into a pretty mess.
You seem unhappy, overseer. Come, forget your troubles. Come join the gypsies round the gypsy fire.
Yes. The fires of the carefree, the happy, those who do not have to pretend. Oh, I wish I could spend the rest of my days with you.
They used to call me Prince, and I had friends galore, and pals to drink with me, and sweethearts to adore. But friends and sweethearts follow, summer flying like the swallow, from the winter to the sunny shore. If I could have my way with gypsies, I would stray. For friendships I'd not care, I'd wander free as air. I'd be a happy rover, I would roam the wide world over. My gypsy comrade, I would say, play, gypsies, dance, gypsies, play while you may. We're gypsies, one and all, I say, and throughout you. Playtime, love's playtime, hearts ever gay. We only live for just one day. The willow whisper pleasure guides, oh, the future hides. Love the only love. A gypsy goes a-straying. Play, gypsies, dance, gypsies, play while you may. We're gypsies, one and all, I
seem to lead us to the same places tonight, Torek.
Maritza.
Maritza? You forget yourself again, Torek.
Yes, I do, Countess Maritza. I'm drunk on gypsy music and gypsy dreams and thoughts of you.
Of me?
Of you. Here by this gypsy fire, we are equals. For these few moments that we are equal, I can tell you that there is no girl your equal. The entire length of the Romany Trail.
Dance, dance, dance.
here is the second act of Countess Maritza, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, Dorothy Warren Show.
You sent for me, Countess Maritza?
Yes, Torek. I wanted to talk to you about your work.
Has my work been unsatisfactory?
No. As a matter of fact, your work has been most satisfactory. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to discharge you.
Why?
Oh, please, don't feel that it's because you're inefficient. It's because I am inefficient. I can't seem to think of you in the terms that one should think about one's overseer.
Why, Countess Maritza?
I shall miss you. Very much.
I won't go.
You won't go?
I love you. How can I leave you? I love you.
Why is the world so changed today? Why does it seem joyous and gay? Skies never were quite so blue. Love seems to have charms so new. Love in my heart awakens as flowers bloom in May.
That is your story I've heard. I know it by heart, every word. That's what they all say. They're all hurt and quiet.
My darling.
Torek, my dearest, my own. Oh, pardon me.
Why, Lisa, come in.
Oh, Cecilia, it's all right now, isn't it? She loves you, I'm sure of it.
Lisa.
Lisa? Cecilia? Cecilia. Torek, you are Lisa's brother Cecilia, Count Cecilia.
Yes, I am.
Cecilia. I thought that, of course, Maritza knew.
It doesn't matter, Lisa.
No, of course it doesn't matter. For a few moments, I thought it might. But I see the whole thing now. It was most ingenious of you to come here and pose as an overseer. I was lonely and much too sentimental, and you played on that very cleverly. I congratulate you on your performance, Mr. Torres.
Listen to me. Give me a chance. Give yourself a chance.
I know the exact state of your finances, Count Cecilia. Your coffers are as empty as the words you would like to use to sway me now.
Maritza, I wouldn't dream of trying to sway you. You almost loved me. You hate me now. Well, I almost loved you, and I pity you now. You know how to dream, but you won't let your dreams come true.
Golden of my
Come, Lisa.
Yes, Cecilio.
Goodbye, Maritza.
Oh, Cecilio.
My brother.
Oh, I loved him, Lisa, when I thought he was Torek, the overseer. But when I learned who he was...
Do you think he wants you for your money? There are a dozen women of fortune he could marry. He loves you, Maritza. He truly loves you. But if you let him go now, you'll never see him again. I know him well enough for that.
Where is Tassilo?
He's waiting for me at the gypsy camp. He doesn't know that I'm seeking him.
At the gypsy camp? I'll go at once.
There's a girl with heart of stone. Oh, pity her, you gypsies. Loveless may she live alone, envying you gypsies. Someday may she vainly sigh and too late discover all her boasted wealth can't buy.
Think I'm a fortune hunter any longer?
I love you. That's all I know about you. That's all I need to know. I knew that when you walked out that door, if you left me, I should be lonely all the rest of my life.
Oh, Maritza, my darling. Countess Maritza, with music by Emmerich Kallmann and book by Harry B. Smith, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. In our cast were Dan Tobin and Barbara Waddell. Safety, whether it be on the railroads, on the farm, or in the factory, or safety in the home or on the highways, is, after all, a matter of safe people. Men and women who take that little bit of extra care, which means the difference between an accident and safety. That's why the National Safety Congress is being held again this year for the 38th time, to help make a safer America
through making Americans safer. Well, folks, next week we'll be in old Spain with the wonderful songs and good fun of the recent Broadway hit, Revenge with Music. And our guest will be the Metropolitan Opera star, Nadine Conner.
It sounds wonderful, and I'll be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Thanks again, Dorothy.
All aboard!
Well, it looks like it's time to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye. Countess Maritza was presented by arrangement with Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae will soon be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
This program was transcribed.